The following program is produced and distributed by KETR.org. You can help by visiting KETR.org and clicking donate.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Lions Mane Cafe for today's edition of Lions Roar, weekly show here with Lions Athletics. Glad you could all be here. Normally, our normal host, Tim McMurray, he's on the bus with the women's volleyball team on their way to the NCAA Regionals in Denver. Let's give a round of applause for the volleyball team. And Jaslyn Wacker got named All-Region earlier this morning. Big for them. We're going to start out today with a little men's basketball. The Lions started off 5-0. We've got guard Daquan Wilford with us. Good to have you here, Daquan.
It's good to be
here.
You
got some family watching back home or anything?
Probably so. I probably got family.
All right. And where are you from originally?
East Chicago, Indiana.
East Chicago, Indiana. How you wind up at A&M Commerce?
The coach from last year, Coach Joshua Irvin. I went from his JUCO to here.
All right. And then so last year, NCAA team, Coach Walker moves on to a new position. Coach Rose comes in, three guys left over from last year's team. When that happens, what kind of start to the season did you think we were going to have?
I thought it was going to be struggles because from transferring from Coach Walker to Coach Rose, it was kind of tough. Coach Walker, he was more like coaching us, understanding. And with Rose, it's like more of a defense buy-in, energy effort, and I thought it was great.
Okay, and so you think there's going to be this little bit of struggle, and now we're 5-0. To start the season, win at home over Oklahoma City, a really tough team. I don't know if people realize how good that team that we beat at home is. And then four really good road wins. What's the energy around the team right now, especially with a sort of unexpected start?
Well, Coach had a meeting with us the other day with the three seniors and the ones that returned, and he was like, I just need you guys to buy in and make sure these guys is ready because the long start's tough. And we playing some tough guys in this conference, and every day we just buy in, getting better every day, practicing hard, working together, just trying to stay in tune.
So you said Coach Rose's main emphasis has been defense. As a quick guard like you are, I mean, people around here realize you're pretty quick.
Yeah.
I know you've actually driven yourself too far under the basket because you don't know how to put on the brakes sometimes.
Right.
I know that. So as a guy like that, how much fun is it to play that much defense and see the fast break open up just like that?
It's great, man. Like, he always tells us we always win on this end, the defensive end, and that's what creates our offense.
And then 5-0, going into conference play, big road weekend at Cameron, at Midwestern State. How do you feel about this weekend? How ready are you guys for conference play? How excited are you for conference play and to keep this start rolling?
Man, these guys are very excited. You know, as me, I'm a senior. I'm going all out. Couple guys buying in, Reggie Reed, Willie Rooks. So we are practicing hard, getting ready for this conference.
And then those are some of the transfers. Talk a little bit about some of these freshmen that have come in and playing really significant minutes.
Yeah, we have some great freshmen. Jordan, he's pretty good. And transfers from overseas, Serge, and
I see Steph walking up right
there.
Yeah,
Stephon. Yeah, that's my guy, man.
So what's your favorite part of playing at A&M Commerce in terms of a home game?
Ooh, the crowd, man. They just buy in whatever we do. Defense, when we get the yelling, the band, just everybody just together.
All right, and you realize the next home game is – a week from Thursday, it's Education Day with all the little kids and everything.
Yeah.
You love a crowd like that, don't you?
I love those crowds.
All right, so we'll talk a little bit about school now. What you said you're a senior. What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in general studies right now.
Okay, what's the favorite class you've taken so far here at A&M Commerce, or some one of your favorite professors?
My favorite professor probably is Mr. Hendricks.
Everybody loves Lavelle. Yeah. All right, so what's the last book you read that wasn't for school?
I just read... It wasn't a book. It was some poetry.
That works? Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you like to read poetry.
Yeah, it was some poetry from my teacher. She was at my JUCO at Southeastern Illinois, Miss Lucy Logston.
All right. What's your binge watch on Netflix, or what show is your stop-down show?
I kind of like Gotham. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Gotham.
All right. And then we're going to go to the key question of being a student-athlete here at A&M Commerce.
Okay.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I'm more of a sandwich person.
No, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I don't think so.
All right, so we have a winner, Daquan Wilford, right here for the men's basketball team. Let's give him a round of applause. Lions are 5-0. You can hear him on the Lions Sports Network. They'll be at Midwestern State at 2 o'clock on Saturday. The women's team's at 4 o'clock at Midwestern State. We'll be right back after a quick break. We'll talk a little bit of football here on Lions.
The program you're enjoying right now was made possible by a group of folks just like you who make contributions to public radio. Support programs just like this one. Visit KETR.org and click donate.
All right, we're back on Lions Roar here in Lions Main Cafe with head coach Colby Carthel, Lions football team. Lions advancing to the regional final against the number one team in the country after a couple of big road wins since we weren't here last week for the Thanksgiving break. We'll skip back a little bit and look back at the first round against Winona State. First time we've been to Minnesota, first road win for in the playoffs for this program since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that two-touchdown win in a tough environment up north.
It was a great win for us, and we had to overcome a lot of adversity in that game as well. And Winona's a very, very good ball club, 10-1, and that's a tough place to play. That wind was howling, and it was pretty brisk out there, to say the least, in Minnesota there late November. But really proud of the way the guys played hard. Defense really, really had a great outing against Winona and shut them down, kept them out of the end zone, held them to two field goals. It was a hard-fought victory, but a very satisfying victory just to allow our guys to survive in advance and get that first playoff road win.
You pick up that road win at Winona State and then go into one of our new favorite traditions around here is Thanksgiving football.
You bet.
Which is great. And I head up to Central Washington, a holiday trip to Seattle. Talk a little bit about that experience in Seattle before we headed over to Ellensburg.
It was a lot of fun last week, and all our young guys stayed, and we had a great practice there on Wednesday as school was closed. And then Thursday morning got up, and it was about 73 degrees Thanksgiving morning, short sleeves and shorts, and I had a really good practice, and was able to break bread and give thanks on a lot of things we have to be thankful for in this country and here at A&M Commerce. So it's always fun to, share Thanksgiving with an extended family of a football team. So that was really good. We flew out that night up there to Seattle, got to see the Seattle skyline coming in and drive through downtown there at night, and then stayed right downtown next morning, got up and took the team through the Space Needle, constructed back there in the 60s in the World's Fair. And so went straight up there and got up above the skyline, and it was cold and windy as all get out up there, but the kids had a blast. I'd never been there. I had a blast myself. And so it's neat, and that's what college sports is supposed to be about, is the experiences. It's not just the games and the wins and the losses. It's the experiences in between. And, we got a lot of guys on that plane that never even been out of the state of Texas before 2 weeks ago. And so now they're up in the Space Needle in Seattle, Washington. And then from there, drove through. Our bus drivers did a great job giving us a tour of Seattle and where Starbucks started, where Amazon started, all the neat things in that town. Then went to a place called the Feast Buffet.
Now this is the part of the trip
you missed.
I missed out on that. I broke into Washington Stadium.
Yep.
We went down to the market. We stopped at the Pass on the way to Ellensburg.
Yep.
But I missed out on the Feast Buffet.
The Feast Buffet is a famous Asian seafood all-you-can-eat buffet up there. And I had five plates of sushi myself, and so
I feel like that's a light day.
It was I could still be there eating. Yeah. And one thing I did try, I had boiled chicken feet.
Ooh.
And it was terrible, shockingly.
Okay, so
they were terrible.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like something I would go for, but if you had given me good reviews, I would have revisited it.
I've been on this earth for 41 years. I hadn't had a chance to eat boiled chicken feet, so thought I'd try it, and it was a mistake.
Well, luckily you survived that mistake, made it through the pass over to Ellensburg on Saturday, and we do have to talk about the first half of that game. We wind up down at halftime 28-7. Nothing seemed to go right in that first half, did it?
The clock finally struck zero and got to go to halftime.
So
I guess that was good. Finally, the bleeding stopped. But no, we didn't come out and play very well. And a lot of that has to do with Central Washington. They came out and they had 2 weeks to prepare. They're number one seed, had an off week, and so you expect that. And they hit us with some things defensively we weren't ready for and hadn't seen. But the coaches did a nice job of making adjustments, and players stayed true to the game plan and worked with those adjustments and really shut them down the second half. Offensively, we were on worst enemy with some untimely penalties and a lot of turnovers. And so, we worked through those and stuck together and were able to just come out and chip away and get back into that game.
And then a three-score comeback. Buck Wilson catches the game-tying touchdown with 3 seconds on the clock on fourth and goal after a 14-play drive with two fourth-down conversions, a third-down conversion, penalties, just about everything that could give a fan a heart attack, and I'm sure a coach as well.
Nah.
Have you been a part of a comeback like that before?
Well, I've been a part of some comebacks, but I don't know about one that epic, or you know, yeah, with overcoming so much, and so that was really one for the storybooks, and you know, we were due a win like that. You know, we've been on the other end of a few of those. You know, yes, some late last second heroics by some other teams, and so you know, I was just really pleased. You're going to have adversity. The playoffs, you know, that's the thing. That wasn't a comeback against a sorry team. You know, and you see some big comebacks sometimes in sports where a sorry team gets up on a good team and they wake up. And Central Washington is undefeated, number one in the region. And so that shows a lot of grit and you know, heart out of our team. And we needed a win like that. And so I think that gives us some confidence moving forward that, you know, if we just stick to the game plan and lean on each other, team up, we can beat anybody on the schedule.
And then, of course, first overtime, 38-yard field goal by Kristoff. Second overtime, game-winning walk-off in the mud, in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people watching online, if they weren't at the game, realized just how dark it was starting to get for that field goal by Kristoff to win it.
Well, that's, you know, we had to start the game at noon because they didn't have lights on the stadium, and then it was overcast and raining, and then it was right at sunset when that second overtime was in. If we went, you know, another overtime or two, we're going to have to move to the high school stadium because it was going to be called due to darkness. And so that was a huge kick. I knew when we made it to overtime that we had a huge advantage, just as well as we were playing defensively and having an All-American kicker like little baby Kristoff, and what a story he is in himself. And so that was great. And, you know, his first walk-off kick, all the, you know, 300 points he scored, he's never had a walk-off like that. So that was a really fun to watch those guys hoist him up. Didn't take a lot. You know, he only weighs 126 pounds. So
he was wearing pads, so he might have been up to about 130.
130, you bet. But it was a lot of fun, and that those guys were stunned on the other sideline, and rightfully so, because that was a very epic game. And hats off to those guys, because that's a really good team we came back on, and they played really well. And their young team, Central Washington, is going to be a force to reckon with in future years moving forward. Coach Shoemaker does a great job up there.
Moving on to Minnesota State Mankato here in the regional final, noon kickoff. We'll have watching parties around town in Dallas, probably here on campus. Haven't heard about that one yet, but I bet they'll be watching in the club. Tell us what you know about Mankato and how much we're looking forward to the first time we've had a third playoff game in one season.
You know, we lost to Midwestern State earlier by 5 points, mm-hmm. and Mankato beat Midwestern by 42.
Yeah,
on
they're
Saturday.
Pretty good.
So they're pretty salty, but you know, they've the ball's oblong. You still got to go out and play. You got to win the game, and so we're going to go up there and we're putting together, I think, a good game plan. Our guys are excited. Like I say, this is uncharted territory. Never been in a third round playoff game in the history of the school. So we're making history and got a chance to go up there and make a little bit more if we can somehow find a way to sneak out a win. And you know, we're a team. We proved this week we're not just going to lay down and let you run over us, and so we're going to try not to on Saturday. But these guys are top five defense in the country. They're a top 10 offense in the country. They're third in the country in rushing. They rush for 500 and something yards against Midwestern, so that's hard to do against anybody. So anyway, we've got a work cut out for us, but it's a game. You got to tee it up, and 60 minutes later there's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser, so we're going to do our best to come out on top.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Coach Carthel. The Lions take on Minnesota State Mankato at noon on Saturday in the regional final. You can listen to it on the Lions Sports Network after this show if you're listening to the tape delay, or just Saturday if you're here in person. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back right after the break with linebacker Brooke Sadoff.
This show and others like it from KETR.org are made possible by generous contributions from listeners just like you. Donate today at KETR.org.
All right, we're back on Lions Roar with linebacker Brooke Sadoff from the Lions football team. Let's give Brooke a round of applause. Brooke is a first-team all-conference linebacker. He's in the running for all-region awards and everything like that right now. I didn't even know if you know that.
No, I didn't.
You're kind of low-key like that. So, middle linebacker, in a game like that, getting to run around in the mud, hit people in the dark. Have you ever had a game like that? Just not even the comeback, just the setting.
It's been a long time since I got to play on grass field when it got real muddy like that. I'd probably say back in middle school was the last time I did that. So that was definitely a change from what I've been used to.
Did you enjoy it?
At the second half, I enjoyed it a lot more, yes.
That would make sense. Going into the over, or going in at halftime, when you were down three touchdowns, and we'll be honest, they tore us up on offense when you were on defense a couple times, and every team makes halftime adjustments. How confident were you in the ability to come back, coming back out for the second half?
Oh, we were actually very confident. We knew we figured out what was going wrong, and we trusted in our coaches, and our coaches trusted in us. And so when we came out, we just knew we had to stick together, and we just had to keep trusting in each other, and that's exactly what we did, and it worked out.
All right. There's one play I got to bring up, slightly embarrassing for you, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Second overtime, third down. When it hit you in the chest, and I heard, I mean, it was a missile. It hit you in the chest. Mm-hmm. Catching it was pretty hard. But did you think you had it?
Oh, I definitely thought I had it. I don't remember the last time I dropped an interception, so that was pretty embarrassing. But luckily, it still turned out the same way as if I did pick it off, so very lucky there.
And then when you guys come off the field with the game still tied, our offense gets the ball going in the second overtime, did you think it was over then? Did you know we were going to win it in that second overtime?
Oh, yes, definitely. With Kristoff, I for sure knew we had it won. Definitely.
Were you one of the people who helped pick Kristoff up? I can't remember who all was out there. I know Maturo was out there because he threw him up in the air. But
no, I didn't get to be one of the guys that picked him up. I wish I could have. I was just standing on the sideline with all the rest of the defensive players just waiting for it to get knocked through, and we were pretty confident it would. So
heading up to Mankato this weekend. It's our second trip to Minnesota in 3 weeks. Had you ever been to Minnesota before the Winona game?
No, I had never been to Minnesota.
How do you like all these cold games in a row?
I actually like the cold. I think I play better in the cold personally, but I don't know.
All right, so we'll get an air conditioner for the home games next year for your senior year.
Perfect. That'd be great.
That would be awesome. What have you seen on tape? What do you know about this team? What can fans look forward to out of this regional final?
It's pretty similar to the last games. It's going to be very physical, I believe. They're going to try to run the ball on us, I believe, and it's going to be up to us if we can step up to the challenge. So.
All right. Off of football. Well, let's have some fun to end the show. What's your major?
Construction engineering.
Construction engineering. That's a very bold choice. What do you want to construct?
I don't really know. I think it'd be cool to construct highways, maybe high-rises. We'll see. Maybe even football stadiums.
See, I like where your head's at. Maybe a new event center for A&M Commerce. That would be cool.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good idea. What's your favorite binge-watch TV show?
Oof. I watch The Office a lot or Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad's awesome.
Who's your favorite Office character? Are you more of a Jim guy, Dwight guy, or Michael Scott?
Dwight.
Okay. So Taylor Phelps, our executive director of the Lion Champions Fund, went for Halloween as Dwight, and his wife was Angela, and it was absolutely incredible.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what's your stop-down movie, like if you're channel surfing? Mine's Shawshank, but like if there's a movie that comes on, you stop down, you have to watch it.
I'd have to say Interstellar. Okay. I love that movie.
I don't know if I've seen that one yet.
Oh, you should.
As a linebacker especially, who's like a guy in the pros who, growing up, you watch, you said, I want to be that guy?
Sean Lee, definitely.
So you need to grow out your hair?
A little bit. I kind of did last year, but then I cut it.
I was going to say, Coach Carthel, do you think he can pull off the Sean Lee haircut? No. Coach Carthel says resoundingly no. No, Bruce, Sean Lee haircut. Bruce Lee's different guy. Sean Lee haircut for Brooks Sadoff. And then, of course, before we wrap it up and give you a look at the week ahead, Brooks Sadoff, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Brooks Sadoff with the correct answer to end Lions Roar. All right, so well, that's the end of our show. Looking ahead at this week, men's and women's basketball. They'll be at Midwestern State on Saturday, women at 2, men at 4. And then, of course, the football team's regional final here on the Lions Sports Network against Minnesota State Mankato at noon on Saturday. Thanks a lot for watching and listening to Lions Roar. I've been Josh Mank. Go Lions!